Hi, good afternoon, boys and girls, and welcome to Behind the Wall. My name is Daniel. I want to welcome you back to the place where we spend time studying the scriptures, memorizing God's word, and singing worship to our God. We love to spend this time with our friends, and you're our friends. And in fact, we have a brand new friend for you today. That is Ms. Annabelle the Alpaca.
Howdy-do, boys and girls. I sure am glad to be here.
And we are very happy to have you, Miss Annabelle. And so today we're going to be talking about a brand new topic. But first, let's discuss what we went over the last time we were all together. And that was the topic of pride. That's when you take the glory from God and you take it for yourself. We looked at the story of Herod Agrippa, who took all the glory for himself, gave that big, beautiful speech, then was eaten by worms because he didn't give that glory to God. We also memorized the Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 10:17, which says, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." And so today, our new topic is going to be one that we all deal with, one that we've all had to do at least once in our lives, and that is to...
Get your fur coat here, Daniel. It is coming to the summertime.
Not exactly, Annabelle, although I haven't had my coat sheared in quite some time. We're going to be discussing the topic of obedience. That means to listen, to pay attention, to obey, right? Annabelle, what do you think the word obedience means?
Well, I believe it means when you follow the rules that were given to you. Is that right, Daniel?
That is absolutely correct. You are following the rules given to you. And in fact, kids, we all have a lot of rules that we follow on a day-to-day basis. Can you think of some rules that you follow that were given either by mom or dad, from teachers, or from the Bible? Take a moment right now, pause the video, and you'll see a couple questions on the screen. Try to answer those with your mom and dad, and we'll come back and look at the list of things that we follow and those rules that we obey. Oh, welcome back. And let's discuss that list of things that we wrote down, of rules that we follow. Well, myself and Annabelle in speaking, we came up with a bunch of rules, and in fact, a lot of people giving us rules. We have mom and dad, we have teachers, we have camp counselors, crossing guards, a whole bunch of different authorities that give us lots of rules. And some of the most interesting rules we came up with were to look both ways before you cross the street.
That's right. And don't talk to strangers, boys and girls.
That's right. That's strangers everywhere. Online, in person, anywhere you go, be very, very careful. I also wrote down here, always stop. And that means completely stop at a stop sign.
Mm-hmm. And don't pinch your brother or your sister.
I would add don't pinch anybody, but I agree. And also, finish whatever food is on your plate, no matter how it looks and or tastes.
That's right. My daddy always said, if you don't finish your dinner, you'll have to eat it for your breakfast.
That's very true. Guys, at the end of the day, there's lots of rules and lots of people giving us rules. So what do we do? I mean, the Bible tells us one very important concept to remember when looking at this truth, that there are so many rules to follow and so many people telling us what to do. It's in Romans 13, verse 1, where it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." What that means is, whether it's your mom, your dad, or anyone God's put in charge of your life, when you obey them, you're obeying the person God's put in your life to keep you safe. And in fact, you're obeying God, as long as what they're saying to you is found in Scripture.
Well, it seems then that it's very important to obey.
That's right. In fact, there's lots of good things that come from obeying. And the two of the most important good things you can do while obeying is show God, number one, that you trust Him. Number two, that you hope in what He's told you to do. So let's go through them one by one. You can show God that you trust Him by obeying. Well, the simple truth is, when you listen to God's word, or you listen to the authorities God's put in your life, you're saying, "Lord, I know that you know better than I do what's best for my life. The Bible verse in Proverbs 3, verse 1 says, "Let thine heart keep my commandments." And verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." Now what that says is that we shouldn't be doing the things that we think are best, but holding on to the wisdom that comes from the Lord and not us. And so every time you choose to obey, you're telling God that you trust him. And even if you don't feel like it, you're doing the thing that God wants for you, and that God always knows what's best because God is good. The second thing you can do when you obey is you show God that you have hope in God. You believe that by trusting God's word, by doing what he says, that one day you'll be rewarded. The Bible does tell us that we will be rewarded for the good works we do in this world, but it also tells us a really important piece of news here. In Matthew 19, verse 17, "If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." What that means is, and we'll come back to this in a bit, is if you obey God's word, and you live by God's word, and you trust God's word, you have that hope that one day you'll be with Jesus forever and ever in heaven and have eternal life. Does it mean that you get to heaven by doing good things? No. But it means if you go to heaven and you're a Christian, you will want to do the things that God wants. You'll want to do his word, and you'll trust and have hope that God knows what's best for you.
Those are some great reasons to obey, Daniel. But tell me why it's so hard sometimes to obey.
Well, Annabelle, it's quite simple. We're all kind of selfish. We all want what we want and not what God wants. And that's because sometimes we love ourselves more than we love God. And the Bible speaks to that. When Jesus talks about obedience and his commandments, he says here in John 14, verse 15, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Meaning, if you obey God, it shows you love him. And he also says in Matthew 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And so what that means is you should always be putting God first. So when you obey God, you're showing him, you put him first. You're showing him how much you love him, that you really care for what God thinks about your life. And the reality is, Annabelle, is that when we choose to do the selfish thing, we're not loving God, we're loving ourselves. So the next time you decide to not listen to mom and dad, to not listen to the Bible and trust them and trust their commandments, you're basically saying, I know what's best for me and I don't love God in that moment. So let's make sure that we do our best to love God, to trust him, and to hope in God's word every time we choose to obey. In fact, this reminds me of a story of somebody who trusted God, had hope in God, loved God, and had an amazing reward for his obedience. And I have a very special idea. Annabelle, can you do me a huge favor and grab Rebecca for me?
I surely will. Boys and girls, it has been a lovely time being with you all. And I'll pack up my stuff up and I'll be on my way. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye, Annabelle. All right, kids, while she gets Rebecca, you know what time it is? It is...
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to Bible Time. Annabelle was just telling me that you all have been discussing the topic of obedience. And Daniel and I would love to talk to you about a story in Scripture of a man named Abraham who really did show obedience in the midst of a very difficult situation. Yep. So let's get our Bibles out. Our story is found in Genesis chapter 22, and let's start reading in verse number 1.
Sure. The Bible says in Genesis 22, verse 1, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of."
Okay, so right at the very beginning, boys and girls, we read that God tempted, which means he tested Abraham. And he gave him a really difficult test because, you see, he was asking him to sacrifice his son, Isaac. But his son wasn't just any son. It would have been hard enough if he was, but he was the son of promise, the son that Abraham and his wife had waited for many, many years. And he was finally there. He was finally born, and they finally had the boy that they had been waiting for. And they loved their son. And now the Lord was giving him a really big test, and he was asking him to take that son that the Lord knew Abraham loved so much and to give him up as an offering on this altar of sacrifice. So let's see how Abraham responded in verse 3.
That's right. In verse 3 it says, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him."
That's right. So immediately Abraham responds by trusting God. He gets up the next morning and begins preparing everything that he needs for this sacrifice. He doesn't hesitate. Now, I don't know about you or me, but I think I would probably have a lot of questions. And inside, I would be wondering, why? Why, God? Why are you asking me to do this? And likely, I would want to turn and run the other way. I would probably want to disobey. But Abraham doesn't do that. He doesn't question. He doesn't even hesitate. We just read that the next morning he got up, and he got up early, and he went and prepared everything he needed, and off they went. Let's continue.
"Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you."
All right, so after 3 long days of traveling on the road, they finally made it to Mount Moriah. And Abraham steps out not only in obedience, but also in faith. And he says to his young men that were with him, his servants that he had with him, "Isaac and I are going to go up this mountain, and we're going to worship the Lord, and we're going to come back again to you." So he was really believing that as he was walking in obedience, that the Lord would honor that. And he trusted that the Lord was going to look after him and look after his son. Mm-hmm. Let's continue now.
All right. And it says here in verse 6, "And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together."
So Abraham and Isaac, they arrive at the mountain. They begin to make their climb up to where they need to be. And I'm sure this isn't Isaac's first experience around offering sacrifices. And so he looks around and he sees what they have with them. And he sees that they have wood, and he sees that they have rope, and he sees that they have what they need to make fire. And he knows, wait a second, we need a lamb. We need an animal to sacrifice on the altar, right? So maybe he thinks we've forgotten it. So he asks his father, what about the lamb? What about the sacrifice? And Abraham's response shows his trust in the Lord. And he says, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. And God, Abraham believed that God would provide. Let's pick up in verse 9.
"And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son."
Wow, this is getting really intense. Abraham has gotten himself all the way up to the point where he's ready to follow through with this command that was given to him. He's ready to obey completely. And he gets to the point where he has his own son, the son that he loves, bound with ropes, lying on the altar. And let's also note that Isaac was also obeying here. He submitted to his father. We don't read of anything about Isaac pushing back or questioning. He obeyed as well. And Abraham believed that the Lord was going to look after him, because we actually read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19, it says, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. So that's showing us that Abraham trusted God and trusted God's ability, that even if he were to obey the Lord and kill his own son, he believed that God was still able to raise his son from the dead again if he so wanted to. So just as Abraham took the knife in his hand, he was ready to do what he was supposed to do, the angel of the Lord stopped him. Verse 11.
And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son.
Wow. So God called out to Abraham right as he was about to follow through and obey completely, and he stopped him. Because God had tested Abraham, and Abraham had passed the test. He had proven to be faithful. He had obeyed right up until the very end. And God saw that Abraham trusted him, that he loved him, and that he had hope that in his obedience to God, God would provide for him. And we can read now in verse 17 that God responds by blessing Abraham. Let's look at the reward of Abraham's obedience.
In verse 17, it says, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Wow. So now we see his reward for all of his trust and his willingness to give up his son to please God. Abraham received an incredible inheritance and a promise. He would be the father of nations. He would be the one through whom all the earth would be blessed and multiplied. It's an incredible blessing. And that is what happened because he chose to trust the Lord, even whenever things seemed upside down, even when he didn't understand what was happening. He followed through, he trusted the Lord, and he hoped that the Lord would bless his obedience, and he did. But obviously, boys and girls, Abraham's example is incredible. But ultimately, we always have to remember that our Lord Jesus Christ is the best example for all of the things that we can learn in Scripture, and it's no different with obedience.
That's right. And Jesus is that seed that God was talking about, in whom Abraham would be blessed with. And through Christ, he's given a people, and that people is us who believe. So let's discuss Jesus' obedience, because Jesus came from heaven to earth, from the glory and beauty of heaven to the horribleness of earth, to live a life as a servant. In fact, he says in John 6, verse 38, For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And Jesus on this earth did God's will perfectly. He obeyed his parents, he obeyed the authorities, and above all, he obeyed the scriptures. And his obedience was rewarded. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 8 to 11, It says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I mean, Christ came to earth, gave up his life, and died on that cross for sinners. In verse 9 it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. This means that because of Jesus' obedience, he was given not only the reward of being resurrected, not only to be seated at the right hand of the Father, but to be exalted on high, that every single creature, every single person, every single animal, everything that lives in the heavens and the earth will worship and bow down the name of Jesus Christ in the end. And that's what we hope in. That's our joy. That's our reward that we get to share with him, to see his glory, to be with him and to love him forever in heaven. And that's the question for you. Are you a Christian today? Do you know this to be true, that you will rejoice in that moment that's coming when Jesus gets his full reward, when he's crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, with the whole universe as his kingdom, in that final day when all of heaven and earth will rejoice for Jesus? Will you be with him? Or will you be punished in hell forever for your sins and your disobedience? Today is the day to choose to obey God, to trust him, to hope in his word, and to love him. Because if you trust this word, you trust this wonderful and merciful God today, well, there's a promise. If you commit your heart to him, he'll give you eternal life. All he asks is that you give up yourself. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust God's and obey him. Trust God and obey him. That's all he asks. And that being said, I think it's time to take a moment and go to our memory verse.
All right, boys and girls, our memory verse this week is found in Luke chapter 11, verse 28. And it says, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed just means happy. And we've been talking about obedience and the reward of obedience. When we do what the Lord asks us to do, it gives us joy. So this verse is a great one for us to memorize. Let's say it all together from the top. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, verse 28, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. All right, again. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, verse 28, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. All right, I think we can do this one maybe with one eye covered. What do you think?
I think so too.
All right. Yep. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, verse 28, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. I think that's so easy. It's so straightforward. I'm sure all of you have it down. So let's turn around and say it from the top. Ready? Here we go. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, verse 28, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. All right. Excellent. Now, to end off our episode today, boys and girls, we want to sing a hymn with you, a very well-known hymn, and it's called Trust and Obey. So sit up a little bit taller and let's sing the best that we can to worship our God.
Boys and girls, it was a blessing to hear you sing, a blessing hearing you give God that glory and committing yourselves to trusting Him and obeying Him. So, Rebecca, if you don't mind closing us off in prayer.
Absolutely. Boys and girls, let's close our eyes, bow our heads, and fold our hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the lesson that we learned today. We thank you, Lord, that you are able to help us to follow your commandments and to obey you. Lord Jesus, I pray that for any boy or girl that's listening today, if they have not yet come to know you as Savior, Lord, I pray that you would save them. And Lord, for those who have come to know you, I pray, Lord, that you would help them each day to obey you, to obey your word, and to obey the authorities that you've put in their lives, that they would honor and please you. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would be with us today, bless our afternoons, and I pray, Lord, that you would be honored in our lives, for it's in your name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, kids, for spending this time with us. We hope you join us next time on
Behind the Wall.